have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Oh, Ellie. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host, Matthew, and we have our next big piece of content here. Of course, if you missed it from technically yesterday, we talked about Neil Druckmann and the whole Israel-Palestine thing. Next week, I think on Wednesday, I'm going to be doing the spoiler-free preview podcast with David for season 2, but today we're here to finally do a season 2 preview podcast, but the spoiler version. So the spoiler season 2 preview podcast. Needless to say, if you've not either watched the cutscenes or played The Last of Us Part 2 or had someone spoil it for you already or whatever, you're going to want to leave if you don't know what the story is for The Last of Us, for The Last of Us 2, or for the upcoming Season 2. You're going to want to leave now, because I'm going to spoil stuff. This podcast will be mainly predictions, things like that, and talking about where certain bits and pieces might come in, the structure of the story, obviously the whole thing involving the main plot, and all that kind of stuff. So you've been warned, I need to get into a big spoiler, pretty much straight away. So don't think like, oh, I can hang on a few words and, you know, see what he maybe gets into. I'm going to be jumping into a spoiler thing here first. So you've been warned. So the big kind of question on everybody's mind, is, okay, so Joel's going to die at one point. When exactly is that going to happen? Now, there's actually a lot of different ways you could do this, and this is going to kind of be the main talking point of this podcast, because it's obviously a massive, massive talking point for pretty much the entire game. There's a few different... These aren't, like, ways I think that they'll do it. These are just kind of the... If we think about the options that they have of how they're going to reveal it to us, because I don't think it's going to necessarily be, because the number one guess from people is, okay, the end of the first episode makes the most sense. Now, they have hinted in a few of the different panels and stuff that, okay, there's a big thing that happens in the game, and it's not going to kind of go down the same way as gamers expect. Now, we know that they're talking about Joel's death. Okay, so I'm just going to start listing a bunch of different options as to how they can show it. This isn't sort of most likely to least likely or anything, it's just different options. One option is, and this would be quite bold, and I don't think that they'll go for this one, is what about if you open season one? Because we don't know, like, okay, you do the HBO intro thing probably, and you could start with the cold open, you could start with the intro sequence. But when the actual episode footage starts, we don't know what we're going to see as the first thing. One way you could do it is, let's say, like, we open on a blacked out screen and you can hear someone being beaten. You can't quite tell it's Joel straight away, but you can hear a man sort of grunting, and you can hear like a smack every, what, 5-10 seconds or so, and you open with Joel getting beaten up. That's one option. I don't think that they'll do that, but that would be quite a shocking sort of, like, even for us, for those who have played the game and know what's going on, that would be, I think that would be a very interesting way to start, because people would just be like, what the hell's going on here? Especially for the non-game audience, that would be quite the way to start. See, the way that they've been talking about this makes it sound like it's going to be in, like, episode 3 or something. Some people seem to think it's going to be the end of season 2, and that, what's it called? That we're going to spend episodes 1 through 6, basically, going through the time between the 5-year gap between 1 and 2. I personally am not a fan of that. Now, if that's what they actually do and they do it well, fair enough. Because there's lots of different ways that I don't think it could work, but then could work if done properly. I personally think they should do it at the end of episode 1, and I think that you should have episode 1 be, because I've got the chapter list in front of me. Jackson is what the first chapter's called. So, I don't know if that means you open up with, I don't know what happened, supposed to take over the Fireflies and walk away, like the opening monologue from Joel. I don't know if that's how you start the episode. That's how I would like it to start. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a beat for beat kind of, he gives the same dialogue in the same way, and then we just go through the normal, opening 2 hours. Obviously, you'd cut out some of the gameplay, like the whole store section with Dina and Ellie, all that sort of thing. But I would like them to do it by the end of episode 1. Whether it's the beginning, middle, first third of the episode, whatever. I would like them to do it by the end of the first episode. It doesn't feel like that's what's going to happen based on what they've said. And it's good that they've said things the way that they've said them, because it throws us off the scent as to when that's going to happen. Because obviously that's going to be the very, very, very big changing point. Because some people are going to tune out of the show after that happens. The thing is, though, like, I still remember the first time I witnessed it happening. And obviously it's like quite, even though there's a reasonable build up of it as to where you think, okay, this character might be in trouble, especially the moment where Joel says, what was it? It seems like you've heard of us or something. And Abby goes, that's because we have, and then shoots him in the leg. From that moment on, you can tell that Joel's in a lot of trouble. So yeah, it's not like Jesse's death in the second half of the game, where that is one of the more sudden ones. I guess Yara's is kind of like that, but obviously she's already gravely injured, whereas Jesse isn't. So yeah, and look, I'm not going to call them like cowards or something if they don't do it by the end of the first episode. What I would personally like to see is it happened at the end of the first episode, although I would find it very interesting and very bold if they open with that. And not the sort of, I'll open with him meeting Abby. Open with literally, I can almost imagine it. Like, you know how sometimes you can kind of imagine a scene that might happen. And like, we start off with a blacked out screen. You hear a man grunting. You hear some like smacking of the golf club, and then you slowly fade in the episode, and depends on what angle you show things from and all that, and you just see Joel on the floor, and then you see Ellie screaming and whatnot. Although another different way you could do it is, because he doesn't actually die until the final blow to his head, does he? Like, I don't know at what point he was still recoverable. I wonder if you could open up with episode 1. You have that, right? You don't Because it could even be the scene before Ellie actually gets there, because obviously Ellie isn't there when that starts happening. Obviously, that scene would have gone down very differently. You open episode one, you show him getting beaten up. We have no idea what's going on, who's beating him up. Obviously, we would know, but the audience wouldn't. And it would be like, what the hell? How did y'all get here? Who are these people? All this sort of thing. And then what if you have... because it would be while she's beating him up, right? And it could give you the full sense of hope or the illusion that, like, okay, he's not dead because he's still moving and stuff, but he's being beaten up and he's in a very bad way. Then maybe you do the opening intro, which, again, I don't want to say casual viewers, because just because you haven't played the game, it doesn't mean you're a casual fan or whatever. You might really, really love the series, but you found it as a TV show. For the non-gamers or whatever, it might be an interesting distracted intro, because you might be like, what the hell's going on? Oh, we have the intro. And then maybe you start off with, I don't know what happened, Fireflies, Walk Away, all that sort of thing, that opening monologue. See, there's a fear at the moment, which I find interesting, that because, what's the character's name, Catherine O'Hara, Gail, Joel at one point is talking to... it's having his therapy session, and it looks like he's confessing to her about the whole lie and I saved her and Ellie and all that sort of thing. That doesn't mean that they've replaced Tommy for the opening. I think you're gonna see both. Again, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I don't know if you open with that, but... because we know as well that we are going to spend a bit more time pre the Jackson opening chapter. Because we know that we're going to have like the explosions outside the wall or outside the gate, I suppose. Which obviously isn't in the game. To find out more about the Jackson route, and Eugene is going to be there and how all of that kind of plays out. I don't personally think that means that we start before day one. I think that we flash back to that at some point, because that could be an entire episode. I mean, I might in a minute. I'm not sure how this might go. I want to do some possible predictions as to, okay, we have 7 episodes. Where could each of them take us? I can't see it opening like that. I can't personally see like episode one being, here's Eugene. We haven't quite skipped 5 years. Yeah, because I know that there is obviously the bit in the game where Ellie is 15 or something. And because you have, like, you know, the birthday episode, which is in between that, and you have a bunch of the other stuff. Of course, near the end of the game, you've got the whole conversation about, like, trying to forgive him and everything. So we'll see. We'll see. So yeah, back to the whole Joel thing. I don't personally think that episode one is going to be like, oh, here's Eugene, here's the roots thing, and all this kind of stuff. I think episode one is, yeah, just going to be the opening. That's just what makes sense to me. And you could do it in the same way, like, where with episode one, with season one, you still had basically the same opening and all that sort of thing. And you showed a little bit of more. You showed a little bit more of what was going on, like Sarah going and getting the watch, and her visiting the neighbor, and how all that kind of started. But you still fundamentally told the beginning hour of the story, or hour 20 minutes or whatever. At the beginning, you showed Sarah's death, and you know, kind of moved on from there. Showed Tess and everything else. And meeting Ellie. So you still showed that, but you were able to show other bits. I think that sometimes what we're forgetting, and I tend to do this as well, is there's a lot of... because again, my first save file for Last of Us 2 was 22 hours. Obviously, you can't fit 22 hours worth of footage, or even, let's say, half of that. 11 hours of footage into 7 episodes of TV. We're going to get 7 hours of TV, roughly. But there are long gameplay bits that we don't always recognize that, like, okay, you're just not going to be showing that on TV. You can skip some of those bits. So yeah. But But yeah, I have this weird feeling that you're not going to see him die until episode, like, 3. Again, some people think it will be the end of the season. I think the problem with doing it at the end of the season, because even in the 3 trailers or 2.5 trailers or whatever that we've had, there's a lot of scenes in there that take place after he dies. I'm not going to sit here and name them all, because there are literally a dozen. I think if you... could they get away with... because the majority of the first half of this game, because when I replayed it a few months ago and played the first half, a lot of it is Ellie on her own, but it's the checkpoint thing of the different WLF members, like Nora and that, and where she's tracking them down and that sort of thing. I wonder if you could get away with Dina being on... sorry, not Dina. Ellie being with Dina on the revenge quest. And then meeting the WLF members one by one. But we don't know the audience. Obviously, we would know that canonically at that point in the story that Joel would be dead. But if you're a TV only person, and you could just simply think like, oh, Joel's just back at Jackson, you wouldn't really know why. And like, okay, Dina's clearly this important new person in Ellie's life, and it's her girlfriend and all that sort of thing. But I wonder, the longer in the season that you go without killing Joel and you show scenes that he's not in because he's dead at that point in the story, how people are going to... and I wonder if it might even become a distraction to a point where people might just be like, okay, where is Joel in this? Like, okay, is Joel meeting up with Ellie and Dina later? And she, okay, she's on a revenge quest, but who's it for? Because... we haven't seen any, but we wouldn't have seen, like, if you temporarily skip over that and you show Ellie going on a revenge quest. And that's the thing as well, and you know, some people that watch TV are kind of stupid, but some of them aren't. And for the ones that aren't, if you go and have, like, let's say you skip the scene temporarily of him dying, and Ellie's, like, clearly pissed and clearly sort of... like, when she talks to Maria in the second game and she's like, I'm going, you know you can't really stop me. And Dina's like, yeah, I'm going. Where she goes, I go, kind of thing. And there's a very pissed off kind of, I'm going right now sort of thing between Ellie and Marie. I think if you don't show Joel on screen... and plus the fact that... yeah, I don't know how it would work, because, again, some of the conversations, especially in terms of, like, trying to track down these WLF members, and then they have conversations about what happened, I don't know how you skirt around that, and, like, okay, Joel's not there, Ellie's talking about a revenge quest, they're talking about tracking down these members, so it's clear that someone's died, but it's obviously not Dina. Joel's weirdly not with her. Because the other thing is, if you're mentioning Ellie's on a revenge quest and Dina's with her, but for some reason Joel's just, what, stayed at home? Because let's say hypothetically, and I have gone back and watched some trailers for The Last of Us 2, and it does trick you into maybe thinking that Dina's not there. There's even bits in the second game's trailer where Dina's on horseback with Ellie, but Dina's edited out of the scene, to make you think that Dina's the one that's died, even though Joel isn't there with Ellie. But I think people might, the longer you do that, the quicker that people might put together, like, okay, Ellie's on this revenge quest. Okay, fair enough, Dina's with her, that's fine. But why would Joel not be with her on a revenge quest? Surely there's something that Joel would do, unless Joel's just actually not there, which we know that he isn't. So I don't know how long you can actually get away with that. So for the people that do think, like, okay, we're going to get the, they called it, you know, the golf tea time. as the cliffhanger for season two, what are you filling out the other episodes with? Because there is only so much. Like, okay, you got the birthday episode. The birthday is probably an episode. And you are going to have, like, okay, Kat is going to be in this. A Kat who's referenced as Ellie's ex in the 5 years. And then Eugene and then all that kind of thing. There's only so many. I reckon at maximum you get two episodes out of that. Out of all those stories. Whether it's the Eugene, whatever happened with him. Then whatever happened with Kat. Maybe some flashbacks there. Then obviously the pre kind of. The opening hour and a bit, let's call it, before Joel does actually die. And then the whole, like, Jackson's route thing and all that. There's maybe at best, like, three episodes that you get out of that. So, yeah, because then you have the whole thing where Joel is out with Tommy and comes across Abby and you have to do all that and then everything else. So, yeah. I'm also wondering as well, okay, let's move on from the Joel prediction thing, and let's go to one of my next notes, if my mouse wants to work. There we go. Thank you very much. I've put Jerry / Abby / Joel reveal. So, I couldn't quite remember, and I should be remembering things like this, when you play as Abby, and you do the walk along the hospital thing, and you open the alarm is going off, and she opens the door. She sees that Jerry is dead. Now, I couldn't quite remember until I looked at this cast list again if Jerry has actually been cast in this season, because in the first season when he appears for about 30 seconds, he's just kind of a bit of a red shirt to us. He doesn't really mean anything to us. A person was still handed that role, but it doesn't have to be the same person. I don't believe Jerry is on this cast list. Let me just actually have a look at it. No, Ellie, Joel, Tommy, Maria, Gail, Abby, Jesse, Dina, Owen, Nora, Manny, Mel, Isaac, Eugene, Katz. Something fell over. And then a new character, Seth, another new character, and another new character. So Seth is in there. That's probably where you'll get the whole bigot sandwich thing and all that. What did actually fall down just then? I don't know what that was. I thought something was going to, like, fall on my head. But, anyway. I swear that... Yes, that must be in the first half of the game. Just trying to actually remember that. That's a point that I should remember, but... Okay, so by the time Abby gets to the theatre, yeah, I'm pretty sure that scene's in the, and we do actually get, don't we, the scene in, you know, the second trailer that we had, the short one, which was the teaser, because we're getting the alarm blaring, and then Abby's running through with her gun, looks almost the same. So yeah, it must be the first off. Yeah, I was just kind of like misremembering. Again, that doesn't have to be somebody that's cast in the role, because if we don't get proper scenes with Jerry until the second half, like when he's talking to Maria, Marlena about the whole cure thing and the stance on that, and then obviously the opening part of the second half of the game, which is where Abby is younger and she's walking through with Jerry to find this zebra or whatever it was, and then Owen shows up and all that sort of thing. So we don't, like, properly see him till the second half of the game. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, by the time we get to the theatre, when you're still playing as Ellie, Jesse gets shot, Tommy gets a bullet grazed across his head, and she gives the, and you wasted it line. I'm pretty sure we know by that point about the whole Abby, Joel, Jerry thing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I probably do remember, I'm just second-guessing myself, aren't I? So... because they've hinted as well among the panels and all that sort of thing that information's possibly going to be revealed differently, and we did get a little shot, I think it's just in the first trailer, of Abby next to a grave. One way you could play around with that a little bit but not ruin it is we see Because you could put that scene in before, because there's the bit where you wake up. Sorry, Abby's in that little cabin thing with the rest of the group. Wakes up, she sees that Owen's kind of restless and not sleeping, and he shows her the cliff thing, and then she goes off on her own and finds Joel, and then it goes from there. Although the thing is, when we do get to those scenes, and when Owen's showing her, like, hey, I found this town, he might be there, you get a hint as to, okay, someone's died that she is trying to, she's trying to look for somebody, and says, like, is he in there? But you don't know that it's Joel at that point. Because I'm wondering if they might try to portray to the TV audience that, okay, this woman's grieving over somebody, she's near somebody's grave. You could even say, hey, yeah, you know, you miss your dad, all that sort of thing. Like, maybe Owen speaks to her and says, you miss your dad and stuff. But I think a very fundamentally important part of this, the structure of this story, is when Abby comes across Joel, you still don't quite know who she is, but you also don't know why she's looking for Joel necessarily, and you don't know that, okay, Jerry was her dad, therefore, you know, you put two and two together and you know, come up with four. You get a good sense of an idea when she's beating him up of, like, this is one of the many people that Joel's coming across, and because there's the whole 20-year history and all that sort of thing. Because I remember when, I think I distracted myself from this point earlier, when she's kind of like, hey, you don't get to rush this and all this sort of thing, I remember thinking at the time, like, okay, who is it? Where in Joel's line of coming across people, who is this person that you pissed off, and why did you piss her off? Like, what did... This is clearly somebody that's tracked down Joel after many years, and somebody that he's come across and done wrong by, but in what way was, you know, did that kind of happen? Obviously, it's going to be big for the show to lose Pedro Pascal. Although there's plenty of flashbacks with him as well. Like, there's flashbacks in the second half. There's flashbacks in the first half after he's gone. Like, obviously, there's the birthday episode as well. Obviously, he's long gone by that point in the story. But I think it's very important that, like, you can say to the audience, like, okay, this woman lost her dad, but not know that Joel was the one that killed him and that he was the doctor. I think not revealing that before Joel gets killed is quite important. But again, if they do it in a different way that I don't expect, it might work, because the whole purpose to me of that is, who the hell is this woman that's after Joel, and why, is an interesting kind of mystery to it. Not like a Yellow Jacket style mystery or a Lost style mystery, but there's an interesting kind of, like, who the hell is this woman kind of thing. Like, who is this group of people? And I remember when you first take over as Abby and you're walking with Owen, and I remember the subtitle said, like, guy and girl, or it said something very vague, like him and her or something. It said something very vague like that. It didn't say Abby and Owen, so that you, again, don't know who, you have no idea who these people are or where they've come from or what they're even trying to do. So there we go. But yeah, when do you think Joel will die? Which episode? Do you think the season will somehow end with that happening? I just don't know how you make seven episodes of this story before getting to that point, because again, I think if you spend even one episode of Ellie's revenge quest, and, like, she's clearly pissed that someone's died, but it's not Dina, because Dina would be with her, and then, like, why would Joel not be with her doing this revenge quest? And then I think people are going to put two and two together and come up with four. So there we go. All right, I think it's time we take a quick little break. So let's do that, and we'll be back in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy
chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, we're back with the second half of the podcast. So yeah, just to go over the scene itself, I put season 2 to end with "And You Wasted It." That's been my prediction for many years, because that is the end of the first half of the game. That's when you switch perspectives and all that sort of thing. Because the other prediction people have had, which I disagree with, is you spend a chunk of season 2 in the 5-year gap, you build up to Joel's death, and you show that as the end of season 2. And then I think people are thinking, okay, if you spend season 3 doing the beginning of the second game, and then season 4, if we get a 4th season, doing Abby's second half, I think they're probably, now this is very far thinking in the future, but this story has a certain structure to it, and there's got to be certain checkpoints that you hit at certain points. I think season 4 is maybe going to expand a bit more on things like Santa Barbara, because again, you can already kind of see, like, okay, you've got the Rattlers there. Even from when you first see them to when you last see them, you really don't kind of know much about them. They're sort of just another group that you come across that's got this, you know, they're trying to capture people and do whatever with them, aren't they? Like, you'd clearly cast somebody as the Rattler leader, and then you'd have maybe an episode with the Rattlers, and I think that's what some of season 4 is going to be. I just think that season 2 will be still the first half of the game. I still think it will end with "And You Wasted It." But going through those first, let's call them 10 hours, because that's roughly how long the first half of the game is, you're probably taking out a good 4 to 5 hours of gameplay. Some bits of which, again, you can shorten. There's like some big infected sections you could trim or skip in certain ways. And then I think, if you're trimming down that time a lot, and again, we do only have 7 episodes as opposed to 10, but what I'm saying is, if you take 10 episodes, which is what I thought season 2 was going to be, you trim out like almost half of that for gameplay stuff. Again, you keep some of those bits in there, but there's probably a very, very, very big chunk of, like, even in Seattle Day 1, when you're exploring that big open area, like, you can probably spend a good couple of hours there, and that's probably going to be like, what, 20 minutes of TV footage, maybe? And we know we're getting the music scene. That's probably a 5-minute scene, maybe a bit longer than that. So if you then cut that down a lot and you have 7 episodes, and you have Seattle Day 1, Day 2, Day 3, because one of the things I was thinking, which I'm no longer thinking, is, okay, Seattle Day 1, Day 2, Day 3 is 1, 2, 3 episodes. But I don't think it's going to take you a whole hour to get through each of those days. I think if you do, so instead of 3 episodes, you could do like an episode and a half on that. But we have to remember as well, there's going to be extended bits. There's probably going to be like how much time we're going to spend with Isaac and the WLF group and some Abby flashbacks, maybe, like with the grave and things like that. And then plus you have Kat in there. Like, we don't know how much time we're going to spend in Kat's story with Ellie. And then there's the whole Eugene thing. If you remember, there's Firefly connections there with Eugene, Tommy, and Joel, so you could have some flashback stuff there as well. It looks like Joel's also going to maybe kill Eugene. Why is that? So you're going to spend some time there. So I think they can quite comfortably fit the first half of this game in 7 episodes, and then the rest of that time, I think you're going to use for the extension parts. And then again, you have the therapist stuff. We don't even know if Gail only sees Joel or sees somebody else. There could be Ellie scenes, there could be Dina scenes. There's things like, of course, the Jackson dance. There's the whole scenes with Seth and everything like that. So yeah, there we go. Let's go over to YouTube for a minute, if this wants to load. Let's just play the scene of. Not the whole bit. This is going to be about 40 seconds or so. Just to see if we think, like, again, this is where I think season two will end. Better, let's play the clip.
I'm the one that you want. Just let him go. You killed my friends. We let you both live. And you wasted it.
Yeah, I think now what could be interesting. Okay, with this, right? Because you cut to black after she points the gun, the camera zooms in on Abby's face a bit, and she looks like she's about to kill Ellie on the spot. If that's your last bit of season two, do you quickly cut to young Abby and give the impression that we're flashing back to Abby and you're not going to immediately see. Abby running after Ellie and fighting her. Do you show that, or do you simply just, and you wasted it, the music comes up, because there is an actual cut to black there. Do you use the cut to black as where the scene cuts off, and then you start playing, the outro music, whatever it would be, and the credits come up? Or do you give a little glimpse of, actually, I know what they could do. I wonder if you could. Is Last of Us really a post-credit scene thing? Because I'm wondering if you still have the same effect of, like, oh my god, what's about to happen? Is she about to kill Ellie? Whatever. You cut to black, look like the season's going to end. You maybe do. Heck, you could even do a mid-credits. I know this isn't the MCU. You could do like a mid-credit scene where you briefly see young Abby walking around. It's possible. It depends if they want to tease that or not. The other thing as well, because in relation to Ellie and Abby, and obviously you've got the older versions and you've got the younger versions, because you have the, what, 15, 16-year-old Ellie in this, and then there's certain little flashbacks to the 14-year-old Ellie, so the first game, because like the birthday episode and stuff, that's a bit later when she's about 15, 16, whatever. And then I assume when we see her with Kat, she'll be about 15, 16 or something, because that'll be in between the 5 years. Possibly even with the Eugene scenes, if Ellie's even involved in that. Now, there's been a lot of comments, and some of them have been obviously very nasty, about, okay, can Bella Ramsey pull off the older Ellie? I almost said the older Abby. Can she pull off the older Ellie, because she kind of still looks a bit the same? The thing I'm kind of wondering about is when we get to season three, and if we open season three with young Abby and that whole story, is she going to be played by Caitlin Dever? Because you could do that. Because in terms of Bella Ramsey and how she looks and all this sort of thing. I think she kind of, and it's interesting the way she, to me, the way she's pulled it off, because I think she looks a bit like all of the different ages of Ellie. Which is interesting because you got to remember when she started season one and she was supposed to be playing a 14-year-old Ellie. Bella Ramsey herself was, I think, about 19, and it's been 2 years since then. Obviously, they've been filming during those 2 years, so she would have been about 20 something when they filmed season two, and Ellie is 19 when you open season two. So it kind of is like, okay, regardless of if you think Bella looks old enough to play the 19-year-old Ellie, she was actually at least a bit older than that when she filmed season two, because she was actually that age when she did season one. Obviously, you can do things with hair and makeup. You can make characters look slightly different, slightly younger, slightly older in certain bits. But I guess with the younger Abby stuff, we'll worry about that when we get to season three, I suppose. I was just kind of wondering that, like, okay, because there was talk about, like, okay, are you going to recast Ellie and give the role to somebody older? And they're not going to do that. I'm wondering if you cast, and it's not for a lot of scenes, because as we know from the second half of the game, most of it is with, say, current day Abby, and there's the flashback stuff with her. So you could probably get away with doing that with Caitlin. Although again, when you start filming season three next year, maybe end of this year, early next year, Caitlin herself is going to be older again, because again, these aren't animated, well, not animated, these aren't CG characters that you can just age up and down between different scenes. These are real people that age naturally, so it fundamentally works different. So I don't know. I was kind of wondering about that the other day. Like, okay, what will the younger Abby look like, and will it just be Caitlin on screen anyway? Plus, you've got like the slightly younger Owen as well. He's in those scenes. Jerry's just going to be looking like Jerry through all of the bits, so not to worry with that. Cool. So that's the next bit I wanted to talk about. There's the birthday episode as well. That's probably going to be at some point. When is that? I think that's like in the middle of the season, in the middle of the second game, first half, somewhere. You could even do the birthday scene, but kind of extend some bits to it. We know we've seen the space shuttle thing that they get into. That's going to be a really beautiful moment to witness on screen. But yeah, then there's the bit with the boar, and then there's a sort of look for the light part as well. So there we go. What else did I want to talk about? Let's go through. Yeah, we do have the chapters still here, so let's just go back to that for a minute. Yeah, so Seattle day one, Jackson, Seattle day two, Seattle day three, and then it says, farm epilogue. Obviously, we're going to be nowhere near any of that in season two. And then Seattle day one, day two, day three, Abby, and then Santa Barbara. So again, yeah, looking at this and like, okay, where is season two going to end? Probably the end of, because I think that is actually the end of day three, Seattle, isn't it? Well, you go back to the theater and all that sort of thing. So see how that goes. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? I am curious as to, obviously you got Jeffrey Wright in here as Isaac. I'm trying to remember how much in the first half of the game Isaac is in, because we do see all of the WLF group in the first half, because obviously once Abby and Johnny and Joel get back to the cabin, they're all there, but Isaac's not there. Again, there could be some other new, because there's the bit where he's got someone, tied to a chair and clearly beaten up, and this person says to him, "You're gonna lose." Obviously, talking about the conflict. And you're gonna see some of these characters die in the first half. Like you're gonna see, which of them die in the first half? Because Owen and Mel, two of the big ones, die near the second half of the game, don't they? Manny gets shot when he's with Abby, which has nothing to do with Ellie. There's Nora, obviously. There's Nora, yeah, with the spores. There is, else is in this group again? Owen, Nora, Manny, Mel. You did have is her name Sarah or something like that? She's not been cast for this. And then obviously the bit with Jordan as well. But he's not been cast for this. So, yeah. But you're going to get the Nora part. You're going to get obviously the tracking down of the WLF group. And then the other characters that they come across. But yeah, then Gail's going to be in there. So you're going to see more from her. Going to see some stuff from Maria. You've got the whole thing as well with Tommy, Maria, and I forgot the name of the son that they've created for the second season. So you're going to see some of that as well. I do think there will be a big chunk of either more time spent in Jackson, because you've got the whole fence thing and, you know, Uncle Joel being Uncle Joel, which is cool. Then, yeah, you've got the theatre dance stuff, and you've got the whole thing with Jesse in the first half of the game. Obviously, they go off together at one point, because there's the bit in the trailer with Jesse and Ellie in that building. So you've got that going on as well. The bit where it says, I really hope you'll make it. And then she goes to the, is it the ocean? I think we can say. Where Ellie's on the boat by herself. I wonder if that means, because I'm just trying to remember other bits from the first half of the game. Because there's the whole bit where you fall down and then the big bloater is in there. Now, they have said that we're going to see more infected in the second season. And we know that we're going to get some stalkers. I can't wait to see what the stalkers look like properly in the second season. Because they did show a little glimpse, if you remember, in the corner in the third trailer, second full trailer. And there's like something crawling along the floor. There's some really good horror opportunities there, I think, as well. So that'll be really cool. Because if you remember, there's the whole bit with, I think it's after Ellie walks away from Jesse, because they disagree on like where to go. What was that? Because I think it was Jesse saying, hey, Tommy's over here, we should go for him. But Ellie wants to go for Abby, so she does that instead. And then you do come across that like office building, don't you, with all the computers and stuff. And that's obviously been like desecrated and whatever. And there's a whole bunch of stalkers in there. So that could be a really, really good scene to do as well. Again, I just can't wait to see what all of this looks like. And again, I'm not a visuals person by any stretch, but to see The Last of Us 2 look real is, that's so fascinating to me. Just all these bits that I'm talking about, all these bits that I know and love about this second game, just seeing them, but they're gonna, I mean, don't get me wrong, the second game looks obviously fantastic, looks very, very real, but, and I know I keep going on and on and on about this, but it's just like, and okay, we've had other live action video game adaptions, but just seeing The Last of Us be brought to life is fascinating to me. And just seeing real people costumed, well, not like cosplay costume, but you know what I mean, hair and makeup and costumed as these characters doing the scenes that I've witnessed so many times. And then like, presumably more real looking stalkers kind of creeping around and stuff. That's just going to be so cool. I've just thought of as well, because a few of the bits that I mentioned there, like the boat part when Ellie's on her own, and there's the bit where, if some of you remember, you're kind of running away from the stalkers in that building and you crash out of that window and you fall. Ellie falls into the water, you kill the stalker in the water with you, and you come out to the sewers or something, and then you climb out of there and then you come across the skulls, don't you? And then that's where she has her first encounter with them. The first season, if we remember, seemed to want to avoid water, so I wonder if you're going to get around those bits in other ways. Don't know. That's going to be very interesting to see how it is that they do that. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do all of that, and they'll probably have like alternate answers or something like that. I don't know if that's like a HBO thing, by the way, avoiding water, because I'm trying to think of other shows. Like Game of Thrones had obviously the wall and everything. Trying to remember specific. Obviously, they didn't do the whole mechanic of like the pallet and stuff that Ellie climbs on. Oh, I just thought of that as well. With the birthday episode, that's where he teaches her how to swim. That bit I don't know how you can do without avoiding water. Because you've got the funny bits as well where they trick each other at some point and they push each other into the water and they have a bit of a laugh about it. I remember there's the bit where Ellie pushes Joel in because he spots a deer or something, doesn't he? And yeah, Ellie pushes him in and he's like, hey, how'd you like that? And all that sort of thing. And he's like, yeah, it's refreshing. Like, hey, you didn't get me. This is fine. So, yeah, the swimming, how they're going to... Because the boat, you can get around that in a different way. Although one thing I like about the boat scene later on, not the Abby Owen one. Will that be in this season? No, it won't be, will it? The Owen-Abby boat scene, that won't be in this season because that's well deep into the second half of the game. That's after you meet Liv and Yara, isn't it? Which they're not going to be in this season. They've not been cast. One thing I like about when Ellie's trying to approach the aquarium on the boat and you fall off of the boat and then you do the bit where she gets flung around a couple of times in the water, because you get the sense more of this isn't plain revenge, this is sort of like desperate revenge. That's what sort of seeps into Ellie's character and you can see it, but she doesn't sort of like clock onto it until later. When you're being flung around in the water in that scene, there's the desperation there of like, really, you're kind of, okay, I get that you love Joel, you want to avenge him and all this sort of thing. But like, you're on your own, no one's with you. Jesse disagreed with you. You've gone to the aquarium to hunt down Abby. We get it, but like, this is feeling desperate. There's even the little bit as well where like your boat stops working for a minute and you're trying to pull the cord and like the waves are coming and there's just a very desperate feeling there, which I think is done very well. So I don't know how you're going to do that in the season without getting into water. Again, you can do that. I just wonder if there was some sort of issue or something with that. I don't know. So, but the swimming bit, you're going to have to do that in some way, shape or form. Again, all these things I'm wondering about, like, how are you going to do this bit? How are they going to do that? They might have just figured these out. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't work on TV shows. I don't know how all of this stuff works. They might have figured ways around these things that I'm just not thinking of because, you know, this is made by people that spend time on sets and figure out how to do stuff. So, there we go. What else did I want to talk about? Yeah, we know we're going to get the tattoo bit as well. Going to see the creation of that. Was it that was done by Kat and then they got close and she became her girlfriend? I swear that was how that happened. Because there's the whole funny thing as well in the other bit as well with the bloater flashback scene where Joel's like a really big badass and all that and he kills a bloater with a machete, which is really cool. And they have a conversation about like, hey, I think Jesse likes you. And then she's like, no, you're wrong about that. And Joel's like, yeah, I got a good eye for these things. Trying to be the dad that he is. Trying to do the dad thing. yeah. So that was one of the rare cute moments in Last of Us 2, wasn't it? They're few and far between, but they're in there. I also hope that they have the conversation of... later when that scene is referenced with Jesse and Ellie in that same building that referenced earlier with the high five and stuff, and Ellie brings up like, hey, Joel used to think, you know, I was into you and stuff, and then sort of says, hey, but you weren't my type, and he makes, if you want to call it a diversity joke, you kind of like, oh, my type of, you mean Asians, right? You're not into Asians. And she's like, yeah, clearly what I meant. I thought that was a really good moment. So hopefully they include that bit as well. So Lots and lots of good stuff. I'm feeling like, because this game is so packed, and I'm kind of just trying to talk about the first half, because that's what this season will probably be. Now, if we do go past the "and you wasted it" bit and further into Abby's flashbacks, then I'll be really surprised. Then I'll be really, really surprised. But I don't think we're going to get further than that. The only two outcomes I can see is you end at that bit and you give us some sense of a sneak peek of his young Abby's story, or you end before that. I can't see the game, because the very, very furthest I think you're going to get is you show us the... I'm trying to remember where that actually ends, because I think that that ends and then you go to the stadium with Abby, and she not wakes up with Manny, but wakes up and Manny is there, and they walk through the stadium. I definitely don't think that you get that far. Maybe you show the early sequence of Abby, like when she's finding the coins and stuff, and trying to, you know, find Owen and find Jerry and all that sort of thing. That is the absolute maximum of where I think you go with the end of season two. So you either end in and around that scene or that part, or again, maybe you just cut to black after the "and you wasted it," or you end before that. But I just cannot see, even with all the, let's say, flashback add-on bits, Eugene, Kat, and the patrols and all that sort of thing, even with all that added in, and you do Seattle day one, day two, day three, which is after Joel dies anyway, I just don't see how you get to the end of season two and then show what happens to Joel, because I just think people are going to figure out what's going on there. And I can't see the second season ending that way. But maybe you end slightly before that or something. That's all I can kind of think of. Because even the part where Abby fights her way through the, you know, with the fences collapsing because the infected are on it, and she gets her hat taken off, and then there's an infected on top of her. Joel shoots it off, which we've literally seen that bit in the trailer. He picks her up and goes, "We're going to have to run." And then that is literally about 15 minutes away from the cabin scene. I just don't see how you skirt around that for more than 3 episodes at the very, very most. Even that, I think, is just too late in the season. Because we only have 7. We only have 7. And I think you need to spend a good chunk of time as well. Because, again, in the first half of this game, there's a very big chunk of time where Ellie's kind of on her own for a bit. Because then Dina starts getting sick. She is, like, parked, if you call it that, at the theatre. Ellie goes out on her own for a while, then comes across Jesse, and even after all that reveal with the pregnancy and all that sort of thing, she then goes out on her own again, pretty much all the way to the theatre, isn't it? The aquarium, and then, yeah, it's aquarium, then obviously, I think it's Tommy and Jesse that come back, because Dean is still kind of sick at the theatre. And then you go back to the theater, and then that's the end of the first half of the game. So, So plus, there's other little bits as well, like that they hinted that there's a specific new story reason as to why the spores are around, and we can explore the spores a little bit as well. So, there's lots to get through. So, I just don't think that you can delay Joel's death for that long. I really don't. I don't really see it, again, unless they've thought of something that I haven't. So, all right, but I think I pretty much covered everything. If you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on what do you think the episode structure is going to be, when do you think Joel's death is going to take place, if you do think it's the end of the second season, how do you think that that works? Because even from the bits in the trailer that we've seen, we go way past that in the story. I just don't see how you quite do that. Because you're just going to notice that he's just not going to be there. And there's a lot of conversations about Joel's death as well. Plus, how the hell do you get to the theatre and not show that? Because then it would be like, okay, why the hell is Joel still not here? Like, what, has he just been asleep at Jackson for 7 episodes? Like, yeah, I don't understand that. But a lot of people do seem to think that the tea time, as they call it, is at the end of the second season. I just don't see how you do that. That is the furthest option that I see. But if you think that there is a way they could do it, or any of your other thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk, UK, or Entertainment Talk. So that's how you can write in and all that sort of thing. Remember, next week, Wednesday, you're going to be able to tell the difference. I'm going to have to be very coy on that episode with David, not just because to not spoil the episodes and the story for David, but for anybody listening to a spoiler-free podcast. Because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to give you an earlier little tease of something I'm going to do for that podcast. I'm going to read out the cast list to both myself, all of you, and him. And then I'm going to ask David for death predictions. And I'm not going to be able to say anything for all of it. I'm not going to be able to say anything for that point. And even when he goes like, I mean, I don't know what David is going to say. But whether he says like, maybe Nora, he might say, you know, maybe Tommy, maybe Joel. And I'm just going to have to be like, okay, cool. All right. I might do something like if he predicts a certain character to die, how or why he thinks that might happen. If he says Ellie, I'm going to be a bit surprised. But again, maybe he might think that Joel's off the table for deaths. I don't know. I don't know what David's going to say, but we're going to find out together, aren't we? Now that I've just told you the surprise. It's more of going to be a surprise for him than the audience here that's listening, because I've just told you that I'm going to do that. But I've been thinking of that for a while, like, okay, given the way this story goes and how many characters die, and we have a big one that dies as well, what David's death predictions are. If he says something like, I'm not sure, or gives a kind of, because he can't really give a vague answer because he doesn't know, I'm going to try to find maybe a way to push him into it a little bit more and just say like if he says, oh, I'm not sure, I might start reading out bits of the cast list and go, oh, do you think that character could die? Or do you think that character could die? There's also characters that are new to us as well, like Kat and Eugene. And I mean, I'm assuming Eugene dies. I'm assuming Kat dies at some point. None of us know if Gail is going to die. So we can talk about that one as well, but I think that's going to be, I'm looking forward to, because of all the things I am and I'm not going to be able to say on that podcast, that's the one bit that I'm like quite looking forward to, just to see who he thinks is going to die, because a lot of this cast does die. And also got to ask him these three new characters, I think it's three, the ones that we don't really know about, who he thinks they are, and if they'll survive the season. I think that's going to be quite fun. So yeah, we're very, very, very close now. So it's Friday today. Well, technically Thursday night / Friday. Next week, Wednesday. That's when the podcast is going to be. It's going to be later on in the day, so don't look out for it too early. Just going to be called preview. It's going to be our normal season preview, but I'm just going to have to not talk about anything really. So, yeah, I do have some things planned that I want to talk about that I haven't really talked about here, which, because I've had to separate my own sort of preview, my own preview of the season into two sort of slices. So, yeah. I'm going to ask him as well, like, okay, what do you think actually happens in this story? Because even that in the press panels, like the panels and stuff, they've been very vague about that as well. Like, yeah, these characters go on a journey, and Jesse's a leader, and Dina is Ellie's girlfriend, and yeah, we can't talk about much else. And we know why. I loved seeing like how coy they had to be with each other because of obviously Joel's death and how that affects the story, and that obviously sets off the domino of effect of situation. If that had already, like, when they go to do the season 3 panel, or the season 3 talk, we'll be past that, and they can all talk a little bit more openly. I noticed as well, Neil didn't really want to talk about, like, the WLF and the scars and the conflict there. He could have gotten into that a little bit more, but again, I kind of understand why. So, because I'm going to have to spend a little bit of time in the spoiler-free preview just poking David's brain a bit, like, okay, who do you think's going to die? What do you think the story's actually about? What do you think of this WLF group and the scars and all that sort of thing? Another thing I can't wait for as well is to see them whistle in live action. I just can't wait to see what that all looks like. And Ellie's first encounter, and are they going to have the arrow pull-out thing? Yeah, man, we're so close now. We're so close now. It's next weekend, so. Oh man, so yeah, season preview next week. I'm not gonna be able to say much. I'm gonna try to get. So I'm gonna have to be like shaking David for his opinion, because I can't really talk about it very much. So yeah, and then next Sunday/Monday, finally the 13th/14th, depending on where you live, what time you're watching, Last of Us Season 2 will begin. We'll see how they open, we'll see where they go, we'll see where the first episode closes. It's going to be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. Do we open with, yeah, Joel getting beaten? Do we open with, I don't know what happened? Could open with something else? I don't know. But I like that I don't know. So, yeah. What was the other thing I was going to mention? Yeah, just in case you aren't aware of the podcast plans as well, I'll be mentioning this on the next episode. There's going to be 3 episodes of coverage for each episode. The third one I have in mind is a little bit more dependent on what we get and where things go. So, this podcast, season preview next week, then an immediate, off the cuff, probably very emotional. I mean, I'm not going to like cry on the episode. I mean, maybe I will. I don't know. An immediate kind of, I finished the episode, waited all these years. The what I'm going to do, by the way, for the immediate episode reviews, I think I might make those spoiler free. Just for like, if you want my quick thoughts on like, okay, what did Matt think of the beginning of season 2 after all these years waiting? But maybe you haven't seen the episode yet, and you just want my general thoughts on what's going on. I could do it like that. I think I'm going to at least do that for the first episode. We'll see. We'll see just what happens in these episodes and where things go. But if I switch it, spoiler-free or whatever, I'll obviously be letting you all know at the start. But immediate episode podcast for each podcast. Then sort of the spoiler review for those episodes, but obviously not for spoiling future stuff. Scene by scene kind of breakdown with David, the normal way that we do that. So we'll be spoiling that episode in that podcast, but I won't be talking about future stuff that happens. And then, depending on what we get, where it goes, what happens, possibly a spoiler bonus podcast for each one, if I've got any, you know, leftover thoughts, which is quite likely. And then sort of like, hey, we're here now in the story, we have this many episodes left, where could we go, what bit could we get next, that sort of thing I'm thinking of doing. I'm going to have to be a bit quicker with the bonus one though, because if we're doing the episode reviews on Wednesdays, I'm going to have to get the bonus episode out probably by Friday, just so people have enough time to digest that before. I mean, that is going to be for video game people, not for TV people. Again, unless you've like watched the cutscenes on YouTube or something, but getting that out before Sunday's next episode, and then you kind of do the rigmarole again. So we'll see. That's the current plan. Again, there's some bits and bobs that might change, but that's the current plan. I've also got another idea for what I'm going to do for my immediate episode reaction, but I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm going to leave that as an actual surprise, and you'll probably quite quickly notice what I'm doing with that episode. So I've got a little fun idea for that. So anyway, Yeah, that's it. That's all I could think about to talk about in this spoiler preview. If I've missed any bits, because again, there's a lot of stuff that happens. Maybe some stuff slipped my mind. I'm not sure. If there are any bits that happened, I could always do like spoiler feedback on the bonus episodes, and obviously not in the spoiler-free ones. So just keep that in mind. There is going to be an option for that as well. But yes, again, MatthewAtEntertainmentTalk.org, social media, eTalk UK, or Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on EntertainmentTalk.org for TV, games, films, main eye podcasts. Things going on at the moment. Of course, yesterday we did do the episode talking about Neil Druckmann and the whole Israel-Palestine situation, so you could listen to that as well. I thought that episode went really, really well, actually. I'm very happy with how that turned out. And we will reference that a little bit maybe next week. So there's that one. There's obviously all the podcast breakdowns and bits and pieces of other stuff that we've done. In terms of other content, of course, Yellow Jackets will be ending on the Friday right before the season starts, which I'm actually glad about. Not in terms of getting rid of Yellow Jackets, but I kind of don't want Yellow Jackets and The Last of Us to be occupying my brain at the same time. So, yeah, but Yellow Jackets, we're going to get the penultimate episode this Friday and then the season finale next week. Hopefully we'll know if it's been renewed by then or not, but we shall see. So there's that. Gaming talk this week. We did talk about some Naughty Dog stuff. As a solo episode this week, couldn't quite line things up with Robert. But of course, next week we'll be talking about the fascinating reveal of the Switch 2, or the full thing for that. Spoilers, I'm not very impressed. Not very impressed at all. But we can get into that on that episode. What other stuff have we done? Idea Day. Not a Snow White review, but talking about all of the situations surrounding that film. So you can check that one out. And there's also, a bunch of other stuff that we've done. TV, games, films, main eye podcasts. So look out for all those episodes as well. What about social media? Listen to more stuff so you can support us. There's the categories list, podcast platforms, the site, which you can browse and have a look around. Worth noting, again, this is going to be a long, ongoing thing, so I'm going to have to keep saying it, unfortunately. If you come across any episodes on the site or on the podcast platforms that play the incorrect episodes, and it doesn't matter if it plays the correct episode in one place but not the other, if it plays the wrong episode on one side, at minimum, please let me know which episode that is for, and I am looking into that situation currently. I'm still working with Castos on that, so there's that. So there's that as well. Again, if someone mentions something podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, speaking of David, he runs geekturn.co.uk for all your TV and your film news, and there's Geek Turn Radio with a brand new co-host this week as well, which was cool to see, so check all that out. And then, yeah, I'm going to stop mentioning Twitch, by the way, because I really don't use it anymore. We are on eTalk UK on Twitch, but much more regular on YouTube. Entertainment Talk Blaze. All right, that's it. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.